What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Swords with you at early break. Bill Bush is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. We hope you enjoyed a great weekend of football. Husker hoops last night. Also, I'm sure people had their own family Christmases. I had a family Christmas this weekend up north in Crofton. Got back last night. Recovery mode is on. Sip is, just so you know, ahead of time before Sip talks, he's having some voice issues today. He's here. But he might sound a little different because fighting the crud, would you say?
Yeah. This may not work.
Well, we'll see how it goes. If you can't talk, we'll just, you know, I'll do it myself the rest of the show. But thank you for showing up regardless. Sip, Bill is remote today. He's gone. We're going to try this morning to do it remotely, but Wi-Fi issues were not going to work. So just me and Sip, and maybe just me if Sip's voice is not.
I've never had this before.
It's the worst fear I have as a broadcaster or a sales guy. I mean, like, obviously, you write for Husker Online on 3 that you don't have to talk for that part. Now, for your podcast, you do. For the podcast, you do. But when it comes to starting your day off talking, I mean, it's the biggest fear. You never know how you're going to wake up sometimes. You know, when you're doing 6 a.m. radio, I'm saying this for anybody doing morning radio.
Right.
The fear of God is when you wake up and you can't talk or you're groggy because you don't have hours to fix it. You've got maybe a half hour tops to fix it. And how do you fix it? Is it salt water? Is it just yelling?
Coffee's helping.
Coffee? Okay, good. I got a full pot back there for you still.
It's definitely
helping. If you chug that, you'll be good still. But if you guys have any ideas for Sip, how he can help with his voice here, 464-5685, we'll take it because he's fighting it.
I feel fine other than the voice. And, you know, I got, like, a runny nose.
Yeah. Now, before the show, I told you sound like Marge Simpson. You sound less like Marge Simpson now. Something's happened the last 3 minutes. You sound better than Marge Simpson at this point.
If I talk low, should be okay.
Just do that.
Yeah.
You know, just keep the zip down today in that.
Yeah, if I try to.
To be matter of fact, it's very, you know, well stated, just lower, you know. Like, be NPR today on the show. No shot at NPR, but kind of a shot at NPR, I guess. Very important news in NPR, just not the most entertaining product there. It's okay. Idle chit chat as we try to fight through our issues of.
You trying to fight through NPR?
Yeah, I'm fighting through it. Yeah, I am at this point. If we fight through issues of no voice, and someone says take a 50 milligram tablet of zinc and go to sleep. That's from Ron. Huh. After the show, maybe.
Yeah.
Bearded Ben says, you know, coffee and a shot of whiskey will help you sip. I think a shot of whiskey might help you actually right now. But, well, I don't have any whiskey in the house.
I don't have any on hand.
I don't think we do. I don't think we have any whiskey in the house right now, but that's okay.
I got some salt at McDonald's, and I'm going to gargle.
You should do that.
At the break. This is, if people are annoyed, they got to sound up and I'll, I'm just trying to talk into the.
You're just trying to give them what you have for a voice. It's fine. I appreciate that. You're here in spirit. You're here in person, but the voice is not as typical as it would be.
When I went to bed last night, it wasn't that. I was fine. And then I woke up. I had no idea.
Yeah, you woke up. You tried to call Greg and yell out. Yeah. And he said, uh-oh.
Yeah.
He said, uh-oh.
Yeah, he tried to get.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to power through. Let me tell you something. I went to Croft this weekend for Idle Chit Chat for Christmas. And I told you guys on the show, I sent you guys a video actually on Saturday morning. I was helping.
You did.
I was taking some tires off of a tarp that was covering silage for the cattle.
Yes, and you did.
Now, the family was amazed. They didn't ask me to do that. I was supposed to do that with Taylor and Kevin. You know,
Kevin,
my father-in-law. You met him a couple times here. He's the farmer that lives there. He's the man in charge of the farm. And I did it a couple years ago with them, and you know, I just knew how to do it. So they were shocked when they went over there and it was already done. Saying, "You did this?" I said, "It wasn't hard. Like last time, the tires were frozen in, and we're using a sledgehammer to get them out because they're snowed in and iced in. Yeah. Also, the tarp was slick as hell." Last time, so I was almost falling down and about to break my neck several times. This time, tarp was dry, no slickness. The tires were just huck and chuck, very simple.
Just move the tires.
Move the tires.
And it took how long?
A half hour, maybe.
Not bad.
Yeah. Whereas last time, an hour and a half, probably last time.
You were on a video doing it.
Yes, I proved to you guys I was doing some physical work up there, some labor. That was my own. I did that by myself. So I got some kudos for that part. Wow, that was unexpected. Thank you for doing that. And then I did tell you I was going to help to move cattle. I did not actually help in the process of being in the grounds of that, but they were trying to locate cattle that needed to be, you know, gone, basically, not, you know, just switch out from the regular
herd
of cattle. And so they go by the tag on the ears. And so I'm looking for, you know, 132, looking for 140, that one. And it's hard to see when you're actually in there. So I was on the outside, and I said, 132, over here. I got him. He's over here. So I think I got about three quarters of the cattle they're looking for.
Okay.
To you'll be removed from the herd.
You're a ranch hand.
They said I was surprisingly helpful. Is that a shot or a compliment? Backhanded compliment? Thank you. A backhanded compliment.
That's a backhanded compliment.
I'll take it. It's fine.
That's 100% a backhanded compliment.
So I'll take it. I think I've proved I am worthy of some help on the farm. I don't want to do everything out there, but I do enjoy being in, you know, the outdoors by yourself. Nobody's near you at all. You're out. Again, it's a farm. There's no, the next neighbor is a mile away, if that.
Why did you go out there and do it alone?
Because Elizabeth's mom and dad and Taylor were doing the cattle stuff in the morning. And then I helped them once I was done with the silage issue. And then I went and you know, found the different tags of the cattle they were working with. So that's why I did that. Didn't go right away.
I detected a sniffle.
Yeah, I'm not feeling 100% either. Like,
it must be going around.
No, to be full transparency, on the farm also, I have allergies to cats. Okay? There's a cat in the house.
Yeah.
And every time I go there, I try to fight it and not need Zyrtec or Claritin, but I got to use my... I don't take that stuff very often otherwise.
Like, you about have to.
Like, though, in the spring, I'll take Claritin or Zyrtec almost every day just because of seasonal allergies outdoors. But I don't take Claritin or Zyrtec or any allergy pill probably any time past late April or early May.
You have the cat allergy.
I have a cat allergy.
Yeah.
And so the cat knows this and tries to find me and snuggle up to me. I said, nope, get out of here. It's like it's a game. It's like it's a game.
Were you physical with the cat?
Oh, I just chucked the cat. You know, I'm not trying to hurt the cat, but it needs to know it can't sit there rub up on me.
You can't chuck cats, though.
I did. I didn't like do a full heave of like across the room. It was just a, you know, one of those was with the you know, more than a purr from the cat, a little angry rear there.
I think people understand. Hey. That sounds productive.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. By the way, more advice for you in terms of voice things here.
Yes.
Jack Daniels, honey. We don't have Jack Daniels here.
How about something that doesn't involve alcohol?
Sandmaster is a hottie toddy. We don't have the ingredients for that here. Maybe when somebody gets here for the meal, we can have a rendition of that. Take a shot of New Orleans cough syrup, a.k.a. Southern Comfort. We don't have any booze in the house.
All right. So something.
If I would have known you needed some, I could have found something at the house, some sort of whiskey or bourbon, and brought it in for you.
Something that doesn't involve alcohol would be great. I'm going to gargle with salt water. This is really annoying.
He's thinking, Wes, it sounds like Jake and Batman this morning. What the hell is going on? If you're just tuning in, just to reset, Bill is remote. He couldn't, and he has bad Wi-Fi, so he could not join us. He'll be back again in studio tomorrow. Sip woke up with no voice. He's trying to fight it. And I'm just, you know, trying to keep things on the rails here.
Yeah, just keep it on the rails.
So if you're asking for some Zip or Pep from Zip, Zip has that probably inside him, but he just can't.
I have it.
Can't deliver that because of the voice issue right
this
now.
This is really annoying.
Hot buttered rum. Again, don't have it.
Yeah, no,
like the Constantine.
How about something with no alcohol? Wow. Oh, God.
Is this Sip's attempt of a reset of his voice, someone says on the text line.
Very funny. I don't know what to... This is very startling to me.
Okay, here's some options that are not alcoholic for
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you.
A couple people say you need honey... hot tea and honey. Well, we can get that for sure. We have honey out there,
yeah.
And we do have hot tea.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to try that.
Hot tea and honey from... That's three people in a row said hot tea and honey.
Okay, we have that.
We got that. So
yes.
At 7 o'clock, we can get you some hot tea and honey.
6:20?
I can't make it. I don't know how to make the tea back there.
Well, I wonder if I just pour it in my coffee.
Yeah, it's possible.
Same principle.
Yeah, maybe put some honey in there. That's possible.
Yeah. This is fun. As long as
someone says this is nowhere close to being on the rails, Jake. I'm doing what I can. Listener, unnamed texter.
This is crazy.
Yeah, this is idle chit-chat, by the way.
I got a head cold. From Margaret. That's where I got it. There's no doubt in my mind. And I just had a head cold when I went to bed. I could talk. Then when I woke up, it was scary. My first words were like, it didn't work.
Brad, is that Ed Orgeron speaking right now on the radio? Go Tigers. Yeah, try to put Go Tigers on us here.
Go Tigers.
That's Ed Orgeron. There he is. He's in the building. I did see that you wrote Kyle Whittingham this weekend. Kyle Whittingham, of course, on our show to end things on Friday. It was a wonderful 20-minute segment he gave us talking about all things
good.
Utah and Bill's experience with him biting into hamburgers.
Do we make it 20 minutes?
It was 20 minutes, yeah. It was 8:45 to 9:05 that we had that Kyle Whittingham on
that
the show.
That seems shorter. That's a good sign.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And Kyle was in great spirits. He was funny.
Yeah.
He was sharp, as to be expected, when you talk to Kyle Whittingham or any head coach out there that's been there forever like that.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Like, we got lucky. Well, thanks to Bill.
Well, Bill did a great job hooking us up there.
And locking it down. You got to lock those down sometimes.
Yes. It's easy to say, I'll do it, and then, they don't answer the call or want to do it still. So,
God,
I'm sure Bill, as we know, Bill was very persistent on making that happen.
Oh,
and Kyle...
He can be incredibly persistent. Wow.
Yes, that's what he is. That's why he's a great recruiter, a great coach. You can see the things on the show and in our text how Bill has been successful in his life as a college football coach recruiter.
I could try to be more persistent. I wonder if this is helping. Is it coming back?
It's coming back a little bit, but just don't overdo it still. Just take it easy on that voice.
As long as I talk low.
Talk low,
Yeah, I mean, I had a fun Sunday.
From the Hammer on the text line, 464-5685. The Hammer says, I was looking forward to hearing how Bill celebrated the shortest day of the year yesterday. Yes.
Oh.
Today, now the days will get longer going forward.
Is that right?
December 21st was yesterday. Okay. That was the official shortest day of the year.
Meaning what?
In terms of daylight.
Really?
So I woke up about, 8 o'clock and the sun had barely been up. It was probably about 7:45 yesterday. And then we were driving back from Crofton. I saw the sun go. I marked the exact time I couldn't see the sun anymore. It was 5:15
p.m.
5:15 p.m. There was no sun at all. There was a beautiful sun over the river near Columbus that we saw, but then it went away.
Over which river?
I think that was the Platte.
Probably the Platte.
It was the Platte.
Could be the Loop.
It wasn't the Loop. It was the Platte. It was the Platte. And then shortly after that, the sun was gone. And we drove in darkness the last hour and a half.
Shortest day of the year, didn't know that.
No, well, now you do.
Yeah.
Because now going forward, the days will get like a minute or two longer every day in terms of sunlight.
Good.
Which makes Bill unhappy and makes you and me probably happy.
I'm indifferent, largely. That stuff doesn't bother me too much. Yesterday, we went to a Mexican restaurant on 24th and Q in Omaha, El Dorado. And there was a band playing at 3 o'clock, which I thought was unbelievably cool. I'm not a band. I shouldn't characterize it as a band. It was a one-man singer, kind of like the Hispanic version of Paul Phillips.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I get that. Can you do the Breakers a favor real quick?
Yes.
And just say the words, I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. Go Tigers.
Because this could be a very odd blessing in disguise for all the phrases you want people Zip to say. But I think that was pretty good. I think it's a pretty good I'm Batman.
The Go Tigers is really effective. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
I'm not going to say that again. You got to get me a better head order.
Jen and Wahoo says, this would not provide immediate help, but Sip needs to take 7,000 IU of vitamin C.
Yeah. Well, I drank a big orange juice.
You got to have more orange juice, possibly.
I drank a McDonald's large orange juice.
Okay. Now we got a negative person on the text line. You want to read this one from California?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Now I'm going to fight this one.
I'm
I have an idea. Go home. Get in bed and stop spreading germs all over Lincoln. Well, number one, he's just to me. Your show is not that important. It makes a terrible show unlistenable. I don't know about that, California. Hey, thanks for tuning in, though. I appreciate him being here right now. Thank you for your support of the show.
Ouch.
Every day is different on this show, okay? Some days the stool's not all here. Some days the stool is partly here. We don't have voices.
Usually the stool is here.
Yeah, we're usually here, and we usually have voices. It's just this is a one. It's Christmas week, all right? Why are we in bad spirits, California?
Well.
Fight through it to her, or him, he or she in California, or that is person.
No, I feel kind of bad, actually. I do. I'm sorry to the person in California. I mean.
Do you think you want to wake up with a bad voice?
No.
Yeah, I don't think this was planned by you at all.
And you do have this sort of battle in your mind where you're like, I don't know if I should do this. And then you find out Bill's not here. Then what? Then you just got to do it yourself.
Well, we'll figure out if the voice is not coming back, we'll see what happens the rest of the show. But you're here for the first segment for sure. Yeah. And we can work with that.
California. I mean.
That person is also a nurse in California, they said.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm sick. I just my
Well, you said you might be sick.
Well, I have like a head cold.
Head
I
cold.
Don't consider that sick. I guess you could, but I'm not like ailing. I feel fine. I'll work out today probably. Now you would probably suggest don't
probably
do
not
that.
Do that, but you know, I can't control your life. Sim in Thailand says this: a legit method sip honey and lemon gets me through many public speaking events. Of course, add whiskey and go home, and you'll feel way better. But honey and lemon.
Okay. I think we have lemon. Nah, I don't know if we have lemon. It seems like the coffee's helping.
Hot green tea with natural honey. Yeah, everyone's saying honey and tea. So once we get to break, and I can't make the tea back there.
7 o'clock though.
I hope somebody shows up here within the next half hour to make tea back there for you.
Maybe even honey and a coffee.
In the meantime, keep this the way it is, and we'll make. I made some other coffee. You can pour that with some honey and see if that helps at all.
My apologies to the breakers. Particularly the one in California who said the show's unlistenable.
Huster Mike says, Sip, we are grateful that you are here with us on a Monday morning. We hope you get better soon. So we got somebody that's mad at you, someone that's grateful for you, and that's why, that's society isn't it? That's society.
I've always thought it was an interesting conversation, that germ spreading thing. Because if you don't, you don't fight through it, you get, people say, come on, it's just a head cold. Fight through it. If you do stay home, that's what they'll say that. But if you show up, they will say, what are you doing? So you can't win that. You don't win that one.
You don't. I kind of, one went over my head when I said one of the comments earlier that now I realize what was being said. It was that when they started you rebuilding and resetting your voice, that was going back to Matt Rule's press conference on Friday.
Yes.
And I think I have audio from that. I can check this out.
That'd be good. He was upset. He was angry with me.
Yeah, I can't wait to play that here in a little bit.
He was angry.
We'll make that part of the last part of Idle Chit. I'm trying to pull it up here at this point.
I mean, I guess I was
I don't
surprised.
Have it. Sorry, we don't have it.
We don't.
No, wish I did.
I was surprised by his anger.
Can you take us back? Because I will admit, I did not watch any of the press conference yet. I was very busy Friday. I've been busy this weekend. I read what you wrote about it.
Well, you could read that. I just asked him if... with all the changes, you consider this a kind of a program reset. And now what he said was, it's ridiculous. And he said, what do you just read it.
I'm going to pull up right now.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Yeah, this is not going as... I thought this my voice would be better by 6:20.
It's okay. It's all right. Someone says, is that Batman or Liam Neeson's voice over here?
Yeah.
It's a little Liam Neeson as well, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't have any Liam Neeson lines, though. I don't even really have any Batman lines. If people want to feed me Batman lines, that'd be good. It's kind of... This is the best it's been in the first 20 minutes right
True.
Now.
True. I'm trying to find where you wrote this at. It's on Husker Online, yeah.
Yeah, it's my column. Okay. It says Sipple.
The one that says Sipple is that Rule pulls Cat backward. That's about Kyle Whittingham.
No, you know what?
That's the problem here.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's not in writing. You'd have to find it on another website.
Wonderful.
We just had it on a video.
Okay.
Great. Yeah.
We're going to power through this.
He said he walked into a dead program. He said
I did hear him say that, yeah.
A program that had been dead for 10 years. So, then he's played in back-to-back bowl games. He's about to, anyway. So, yeah, I mean, he's got a point. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying it's a reset, but some people look at it that way, and that's why I asked.
Joe and Boulder says, Jake, Matt Rhule had some real fire after Sip's question. I think people kind of liked that he had some fire.
Mm-mm.
We're glad that Sip asked the question. We're glad that he responded in a certain way.
Yeah, it was interesting. That's the most anger I've seen him at a podium. But
were you uncomfortable at all or no?
No.
Okay, you're saying this is what I want to hear, basically?
Well, I mean, it was a great answer. And, you know, it was... Like I said, it was the most interesting part of the press conference. So, no, I wasn't. I've been yelled at many times, Jake. You know that.
Yeah, it's true. By the way, on the text line, Rosebud in Elmwood.
He didn't yell at me, by the way.
He didn't?
No, not really. I mean, just he was terse.
Okay, terse. Rosebud says, Sip, we are glad you came in and are giving it a battle today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Rosebud.
Thank you, Rose, but you just don't know what to do in those situations.
Murph says, I love that Sip says he thought his voice would be better by 6:20. Based on what? Says Murph. Based on the fact he's talking. Just getting reps in, getting the voice woke up here. Coffee. It's not working right now, but it's okay. That's all I have for idle chit chat. Anything else for you? We know where you're at with things. So.
Not really. I shouldn't.
It was a great weekend in Crofton. Great drive back.
Good job.
I went through your city twice.
God. How did it look? Like Vegas?
I didn't stop either time. Drove right through it.
Does it look like Vegas now? It's evil.
No. I wish I could have added to the economy and stopped and got a pop or something, but I didn't stop at all.
Couldn't even do that, huh?
When you got a kid in the back seat, you got to keep going. And she's doing well?
Yeah, just keep it rolling.
Just keep that thing rolling.
Just keep it rolling.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. They don't guess. They game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com. All right, we are through round one of the college football playoffs. What a game it was. Start things off on Friday night. Oklahoma thought they were rolling to a victory over the Tide. Not so fast. The Tide comes back.
It's a great game.
And they, you know, 17-0 lead very, very early in this game for Oklahoma. Alabama storms back. They score at one point 27 straight points. They win this game 34-24. The story of the first half, at least the first quarter, was, well, this must mean that DeBoer's off to Michigan. He's not focused. The team's just a lost cause.
Was that seriously.
This must mean he's gone tomorrow to Michigan.
Yeah.
They respond with 17 points the second quarter, tie it up at halftime, and then again they win 34-24. It was an impressive comeback on the road, fighting adversity by the Crimson Tide and Kalen DeBoer and company.
I thought that Alabama's passing game was huge in that game. Gio Bernard.
Yes.
Does that name ring a bell to you? He was excellent.
Maybe Jeremy Bernard.
Jeremy. Perfect.
He made a couple great catches, didn't he?
Oh, God. I mean, the one down the sideline where he went over the defender's head.
Yes.
Yes. It was incredible.
That catch. You know, and again, he only had 3 catches for 40 yards, but they were all very important.
Incredible
catches.
Big.
Lotzer Brooks gets 2 touchdowns via passes by Ty Simpson in this game. Here's the crazy stat for you, Sip. I mean, Alabama's offense still had 250 yards of offense. They had 250 yards of offense and put up 34 points. Now, there was a pick six that helped in the second quarter to tie it up at 17 apiece. That was a bad, bad, bad pass by John Mateer to the sideline and picked off easily.
Yes,
but
yes.
Alabama has 260 yards of offense in this game. 25 carries for 28 yards. That is not a Crimson Tide team that I've ever known in my lifetime in terms of post-saving, at least.
Then look at Oklahoma's rushing.
Oklahoma, on the other hand, has only 33 carries for 55 yards.
Yeah, not on the other hand. That's the same deal.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Both teams still cannot run the ball against each other. Now, Mateer, besides that one pick, was good. He was 26-41. 307, 2 touchdowns, and the terrible pick, and 19 carries for 15 yards. But it was, that was a game of the most crazy turn in the first half. 17-0 to 17-0 at halftime of that game. Bama holds on. Bama wins 34-24. They're on to play Indiana in round 2 on New Year's Day. So there's the first game on Friday. Of course, 3 games Saturday. No one is surprised by how these results went. We all knew that, hey, the group of 5 teams probably aren't going to be very good. Tulane already had played Ole Miss this year and got blasted. It happened again. The second game of Saturday, of course, Ole Miss 41-10 over Tulane, almost the same score as the first time they played this year. So, blowout city. Nightcap, Oregon 51-34 over James Madison. Again, they had some late points to cover the spread, did the Dukes of James Madison, but that was never a close football game.
Not really. I mean, I kind of admired, coming back a little bit, I kind of admired James Madison for hanging in there. And Lanning was angry in the second half.
Well, he was. I mean, it was 34-6 at halftime, Oregon, so the game was effectively over at halftime.
I watched the game in almost its entirety in Greg's garage. Big disparity in talent. I mean, get to that.
Third quarter is 48-13. So you're just trying to say, can we make it look good in the box score for James Madison? They score them 3 more touchdowns. Oregon scores a field goal. So it went from 48-13 to a final score of a respectable 51-34. And yeah, Lanning was upset after the game with how his team finished, but they still went comfortably by 17 points. And they're on to round 2 against Texas Tech.
Now, hold on, though. Would you be concerned if you were Lanning and you gave up 500 yards to James Madison?
I would ask you this: when were those yards mostly in the second half, or was that throughout the game?
Because even if they're in the second half,
they had 6 points allowed at halftime. I think I'm okay with that if I'm Dan Lanning, and maybe they let off the gas in the second half, and that's not a number you want to see. No, by any means.
Total yards. James Madison ended up with 509. Come on, man.
That's not great.
No.
I'm going to look at their first
509.
Half. 509. The first half, their first drive was 63 yards at 15 plays, so a nice start. And then 10 plays, 53 yards, missed field goal. And then second half, they had some long drives. 6 plays, 75 yards. 4 plays, 21. 9 plays. They had a 99-yard drive to end the game to make a touchdown. That does hurt the stats. When they're up by 24 points at that time.
That's still, I mean, if you're a head coach, that still bothers you.
It should. If you want to win this, win it all, that's right. Not good enough.
No.
Like, they were good enough to beat, obviously, you know, not enough talented James Madison team that was going against Oregon on the road. They were not going to win that football game probably ever. And that's a different story, you know, altogether, is that if you're truly trying to get the 12 best teams in college football, I don't think you add them in the playoff. I don't think that Tulane would be a top 12 team, as the rankings indicate that as well. And James Madison was not a top 12 team.
No. I can only
speak. If you had 5-seed Oregon, there's a good chance that a 12-seed Notre Dame or 12-seed Vanderbilt goes in there and wins the game or pushes them. Right?
But what I'd say is that Tom Fornelli wrote a pretty good column. You know Tom Fornelli?
Yes, I know. Our friends from CBS Sports, yes.
He said it's not the playoff that's broken. It's the college football that's broken. Because you put these teams in here, and the talent disparity is so great. But it's getting mm-hmm. that way, too. If you look at the Big Ten and SEC.
Yes.
They've dominated. They've dominated in the college football playoff era. And it's just going to get worse. It's a two-league deal. This is really annoying. But that's what it is right now. It's two leagues. And even the ACC and the Big 12 will start falling behind. As I think that's what you'll see in terms of talent disparity. If you watch James Madison, they had good skill players. Pretty good. But up front, they couldn't compete with Oregon. Just can't compete up front. They didn't, you just got to eyeball James Madison's offensive line.
Yes.
Not representative.
No.
I mean, it's good for the Sun Belt. You know, but no, it doesn't work. So I don't think the playoff's broken. I think college football's broken.
Yeah, I mean, I still think that you could, you know, you want to give the group of five teams hope. You do. But if you were trying to get the best football game possible with the best teams in there, Vanderbilt's a better team than James Madison.
Yeah,
so is Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And so, what's the more important thing? Is it being fair to all the schools or getting the 12 best teams no matter what? That's the issue you have to fight here now.
So you're just going to turn into basically an SEC Big Ten tournament.
Well, I mean, some years the ACC, Miami won. I didn't get that. Miami beat A&M. Very odd game. Very windy in A&M. 10-3 Miami wins that game at College Station.
That was an interesting game.
I wouldn't even say it was boring. Like usually 10-3 was like, okay, it's a boring game. No, this game was very competitive. Both teams obviously played great defense. I was really impressed. You know, the name you hear about Sip for Miami,
yes,
every time is Reuben Bain. Excellent defensive end. Mm-hmm. But number three on that team, Messidor. Hakeem Messidor. Every time I'm watching a play, that guy's near the quarterback. Mm-hmm. He is an absolute beast. So, yeah, number four, Reuben Bain gets all the attention, and he did have three sacks, so he was very good. Keontae Scott also was great in this game defensively. I mean, they had seven sacks of A&M, and Akeem Messidor, 1.5 sacks. That defensive line is going to carry Miami a long ways. Like, they certainly can win their next
game. They have, but to my point, the Big Ten and the SEC have won 9 of the first 11 CFPs, college football playoffs, okay?
Yep.
9 of the first 11. Clemson is the only one outside those leagues to win it. Sure, somebody might sneak in there occasionally.
Big 12 might.
Yeah, but
Texas Tech's got a chance this year. Don't give up on Texas Tech this year.
Big 10 and SEC have won 9 of the first 11. Okay. Let's put it this point. Let's drive the point home further. Of the 22 teams that have played in the playoff national championship, 16 Big 10 or SEC. Okay. That's where it's going. That's where it's going.
Yeah, okay, but again, if they're the best teams, then they should have the chance to play. Like, if James Madison is not a better team than a different Big Ten team.
Then we're just heading towards super leagues then, right?
It already feels that way in the first place. Like, we've been talking about that now for 10 years in terms of football.
I think maybe not 10. But is that what people want, though?
I think people want to see the best football possible.
I don't know if they want to see a super league, super leagues. I don't know if they want to see that. Do you want to see that?
No, but I also don't need to waste my time on watching Tulane try to, you know,
it was a waste of time.
Prove that they're worthy of the playoff.
James Madison, Oregon, was a waste of time.
I understand I'm not pushing back on what you're saying, the concept, but the concept is boring. Like, yeah. It's a waste of time.
It was a waste of time.
That was a waste of 3 hours of people watching the game. It was predictable. And again, credit to James Madison for fighting the second half. But also, that game was over at halftime.
No, it was over.
It was 34-6. Yeah, like, what are we doing here?
I was watching it, and it wasn't – I felt bad. Okay, let's put it this way. I felt bad for James Madison's players because they were overmatched. And now they're on this national stage, and it should be a great time for them, right?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't, though.
We had two games that were rightful. I mean, Alabama-Oklahoma was a good football game. Those teams were both playoff-worthy, and then it was a back-and-forth game, and Bama wins. But that was good football. They're on the same plane, right?
And in Miami, same way.
The same plane. And in Miami, same plane. Oregon, JMU, not the same plane. Tulane and Ole Miss, not the same. It's just... If you want to throw away two games every year in the playoff when you have only 12 teams in it, I don't know exactly what to tell you, but that doesn't interest me. But I hear your point is that you can't just make it, hey, the Big Ten and SEC playoff. That's why it's important that Texas Tech makes a run and beats Oregon. Like, for the Big Ten, you shouldn't want that, but for college football, prove that other conferences can make a push here, you should want Texas Tech to beat Oregon.
And you kind of want to see Miami beat Ohio State.
Absolutely. If you're trying to change the narrative here.
Right.
Prove that other conferences can win in the playoff.
How's Miami going to score against Ohio State?
Well, they put up 10 against A&M. And A&M's defense is good, not great. Good defense.
Kicker did miss 3 field goals.
That was a tough watch. The second one missed by a country mile to the right.
He did. He missed it.
I mean, I'm watching like, what in the bloody hell was that kick?
Number 28.
That kick probably seriously was 40 yards right. 40 yards right.
I don't know about 40.
40 20. Yards right.
But, yeah, I don't know what he was thinking. Well, there's a crosswind. That didn't help.
Well,
big wind.
I mean, A&M had a kick block, 23 yards in the first half? What are we doing here? These are playoffs. It's there's a 7 seed and a 10 seed in the playoffs.
There's a lot of bad kicking this weekend. Well, you saw the Oklahoma kicker. He missed a
I
short
did see
one.
That.
He missed a short one, too. Weird.
Yeah, and he's been awesome all year.
Yeah, weird. It was weird.
But Miami wins again with a pick in the end zone. So A&M gets a drive. They go down the field.
Oh, Marcel threw a bad pass.
It was a bad pass.
Threw behind him.
And that is how it goes for A&M.
Reed had 3 turnovers. God, this is really annoying, Jake.
I appreciate you trying, though. Yeah. Marcel Reed, no touchdowns, obviously, 2 picks. And did he have a fumble?
I think he had
a fumble. Yeah, three turnovers by Marcel Reed.
Those are two bad picks, Jake.
And Marcel Reed's been good this year. Like, we liked him on the show, right?
I mean, I was hot and cold on him.
Marcel Reed on the year stats-wise, 25 touchdowns, 12 picks. So a little high in the picks for Marcel.
Yeah.
But over 3,000 yards passing for him. It's just a sophomore. Oh, by the way.
Oh, he can be lethal. But,
yes.
But you saw two bad passes in the playoff game. Bad passes.
And you got to make sure you give credit, though, to one player for sure. Mark Fletcher Jr. was a stud for Miami.
Running back.
At the point they couldn't pass the ball, I just kept saying, run Fletcher! Yep. Run Fletcher! Yep. And he goes for 56 yards that first play of the drive to help put that game to get the touchdown.
I don't think you saw Charmar Brown at all, the backup.
Did not. No carries for Charmar Brown.
Yeah, this is with Fletcher. I don't know if Charmar's hurt or what.
Yeah, he had 17 carries, and then nobody else had more than 3. That was Malachi Toney, the receiver, had 3 carries for 9 yards.
Yeah, I don't think you saw Charmar Brown in the game.
No, you did not. Didn't play.
Fletcher, big back.
Mark Fletcher's a dude. His stats aren't impressive this year. He's not nowhere near 1,000 yards, but he was awesome in that game.
He's pretty good.
Fun to watch. So congrats to the winners this weekend. Of course, JMU, Tulane are going home with their heads held high. But a predictable blowout losses for those two.
Well, I mean, one of them is in there because the ACC's messed up. You know,
yes.
Two Quins is 7-5.
Yes.
So that's what put one of them in there. But what if you just have one of them in there? It's still a waste of time.
It's still kind of a waste of time. Yeah. Now, there's going to be the year. This is all going to come back because there's going to be a year that team does make a push and wins a game.
Yeah, then we'll
look as
like
a 12 seed. Like, oh, see, it can happen. It's just you had to go through some years of blowouts and predictable bad losses for that to happen, though.
Right. Yeah.
Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast,
I'm
brunch, or lunch, you're not hungry?
I'm hungry, but I'm not doing hashles.
I'll do it for you.
All right.
But where should people go for breakfast this morning?
The Bird.
The bird. Early Bird's open right now at 19th and K with free and spacious parking. Sip, they have breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and who can forget the world famous hash holes. Stop by today at Early Bird, 19th and K in downtown Lincoln, open every day for breakfast, brunch, and lunch from 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. When we come back, Nebraska ball, it wasn't pretty, but they're 12-0. We discussed it next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.